Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Now, as we start to ease out of our COVID restrictions, the hospitality, restaurant and pub businesses are all looking at bringing their businesses outdoors. For this, they need heat, furniture and shelter, and added with the government announcing a 17 million grants package to help these businesses transform from inside to outdoors, there's real opportunities for businesses in this sector. And one of them is outdoorspaces.ie. And I'm delighted to be here with Dennis O'Reilly from Outdoor Spaces within my 5K here at New Park Comprehensive School in Blackrock. And it's not only pubs and restaurants, it's also schools. Welcome, Dennis.
Hi, Bobby. How are you keeping?
Dennis, we'll talk about the awnings and the shelters in a second, but I have to remind our listeners that you and I did an out and about before in the Wicklow Mountains. You've transformed your business. Remind us about your other business.
Yes, so Bobby, before COVID, you and I went around the Wicklow Mountains having fun with tourists. But on the 13th of March last year, obviously that all stopped, and that's still in hibernation. And Wild Wicklow Tours will reappear in hopefully March, April next year. And then our other business, Difference Days, that went into hibernation as well, where we get corporates to give back to the community with 100-day staff from Aer Lingus redoing up a special needs school. Obviously, we can't do that at the moment. So we had to change, we had to pivot, and that's how we came to New Park.
Okay, I have to remind listeners as well that in between those two businesses, Wild Wicklow Tours and indeed Outdoor Spaces, you had the Good Grub initiative, which I really do want to mention because it was a fantastic initiative. I let you tell the listeners.
Well, thanks, Bobby. I suppose when we were all stuck at home wondering what to do, I rang up one of our principals from a school that we did a Difference Day for and said, how are you getting on? And he said, not great. He goes, actually, the issue isn't Wi-Fi, it's actually food. So we ultimately then set up an initiative called Good Grub, where thanks to the generosity of the general public and corporate Ireland, we managed to raise €580,000 and distribute fresh fruit and veg to 115,000 packs to disadvantaged families through Desh schools. And that's what we've done for the last year.
A wonderful initiative, Dennis, and a great credit to you. Now, let's talk about Outdoor Spaces because we're here in New Park Comprehensive School, as I said, in Blackrock. We're standing underneath. It's like a sail within a steel structure, which is held down by concrete anchors, which also dovetail as seats. So this is effectively an outdoor classroom is what we're standing in here, if I might be so bold to say.
It most definitely is in an outdoor classroom, and we've put 60 of them into school so far. They're 7 metres by 5 metres, freestanding, so they require no groundwork. The one-ton blocks that you described, which are veneered as timber seats, actually anchor the whole unit down. They're structurally engineered, structurally certified, and they're fit for purpose, not just for outdoor classrooms. They come for mass breaks, they do choir, they do dancing. I was in one school and they were doing hip-hop. It was absolutely fantastic to see. Everything you have to do in a hall inside, they're now doing under our outdoor spaces outside.
These are great, Dennis. And I have to say, they look very smart. They look stylish. They look like, you know, like almost like something you'd see outside Sydney Opera House or something, with the kind of canvas sails. And like, this is really the future, is it not?
Definitely is. I mean, we've actually gone from installing them into schools into the likes of Airfield Estate of 3 units, 2 outside their farmer's market. We've attached them to 20-foot containers, so there's coverage there, and 1 in their coffee courtyard area. And then only this week we just got an order from the Killeshea Hotel just outside Naas, where they've taken 2 of our units. So the potential,
which was also formerly a school, again, many, many years ago.
I actually had forgotten that. You're so right. Exactly. Yeah. So it's the traction is starting to happen, and it's really, really exciting because we all need to be outdoors and we all need to dine outdoors, and the potential is massive.
So if you want to trade, and, you know, when we look at trade coming back, we all know it's going to start outdoors. So every business really should be propositioning their offer around outdoors.
They should indeed. And we were fortunate enough to partner with an Austrian company back in October of last year, or perhaps it was November, called Meissl, M-E-I-S-S-L. They're 40 years, great, more than 40 years, building umbrella solutions on the side of mountains, like huge umbrella solutions. So we've become their agent for Ireland and Northern Ireland, which is really exciting. And last week, just like you said, Fallon's, Brian Fallon of Fallon's of Kilcullen, we installed a 7 meter by 7 meter umbrella solution. He now has 50 square meters of umbrella for dining outdoors. He's ahead of the ball.
And when you say umbrella, you know, we conjure up something different. This is like a half a football pitch of one umbrella.
It is indeed. Yeah. It is indeed. And what's so exciting is that's Fallon's, but all the county councils around Ireland, they now need to get more and more sort of community space for allowing people do things during the day, in the evening time, in the centre of town, centre of villages, centre of cities. And we're talking to quite a lot of those councils now through our Austrian partners, Meissl, to deliver on that, these huge big umbrella solutions, and really looking forward to this.
Now, precision engineering from Austria generally doesn't come cheap. What sort of money are these, Dennis?
So to give you a ballpark, you're dead right. I mean, you're really starting 15 grand plus, and it's plus plus. If you're going to have a covered space in one umbrella that could nearly do 200 square meters, I mean, that could be 100 grand. Yeah. But you know what, Bobby? They are built to last. The one in Fallon's, obviously I've been watching the whole process. I have not been able to get over to Austria, or my business partners, Maurice Byrne and Adam Rankin, the three of us, we haven't managed to get over there yet. But we actually videoed the whole process, and it was so exciting to see the quality of what's coming out. And you know, the weird thing is, in Austria, they said to me, Dennis, it will be delivered in week 11. And I said, what do you mean week 11? Sure enough, it meant obviously the calendar month. And sure enough, in week 11, I got the call from Georg, it's on the ship. And then on week 12, we said to Brian Fallon that we will install it before Good Friday, and we did last week.
And I suppose we're going to talk to one of your customers in a second, Dennis, but finally, I suppose the fact now that the government is giving this 17 million grants package, really every business, you know, it's in their interest to be looking in this space.
It is, and it's on two fronts. So, you know, if you're a business, there's the government grant of 4 grand towards what we offer, which certainly does help. But the bigger picture, as far as I can see, or we can see at Outdoor Spaces, is that the larger chunk of 250 grand, I believe it is, per project can be used in creating an outdoor space in towns and villages via local authorities. And that's what I think the future is for Ireland, and it's very exciting.
Well, let's meet one of your customers now, Andrew Adams. He's the deputy principal here at New Park Comprehensive School. Tell us then why you decided to run with Dennis in Outdoor Spaces to create these outdoor structures.
Well, the idea was kind of organic. Before opening up school in September or August last year, we needed areas to cover for students when they're out at lunchtime, break time. So the need was there, and I looked at all sorts of different solutions, and then I approached Adam and Morris and Dennis, and they came up with this idea and had it engineered. And what was very important for us, that it was something that is aesthetically pleasing, yeah, and would fit in with the surroundings, and it did just that. So we set up here, and yeah, that was
looks great. What do the students think?
Yeah, no, they appreciate the efforts that we've gone to, and they think it fits in and seamlessly with the rest of the building and the colour schemes that are here. It served its purpose for them in terms of the break times and the lunch times and the cover, but also we've used it for Science Week to do experiments under. We've used it for outside classes. We've used it for drama classes,
right,
you know, on both sides of the building. I think where more important than actually the cover, I think the place in the space is, yeah, what its real value is, you know. So it's all well and good telling people to go outside, but actually these structures, give them a place to go when they're outside as well. And that's been a huge success for us.
Well, listen, that's a great endorsement for the product. And I'm sure the new school is very challenging, how students work. And we've all had to change how we go about our lives. So, Andrew Adams, thanks very much for joining us.